Hello?
Hi, Alex. How are you? It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I wanted you to connect with Sheldon again, the writing team head, so you guys can, discuss more about the book. If it's all right with you, you're available right now, right?
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you.
Perfect. Please stay on the line. Let me connect you with him.
Okay.
Go for Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. This is Alex.
Alex, how are you doing, Alex?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great myself. So I
Great.
do recall you said to tell me this was a scheduled call. So tell me what's up.
Lisa just wanted to connect us to talk more about the first chapter.
Definitely, yes. So I do have the outline open in front of me. Do you have it open with you?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So let's start with the introduction. Okay. As
Okay.
highlighted, the fundamental concept behind this book is healing, and will only briefly be skimmed over in the introduction. So, you've gone through this entire document at this time, right?
I have, yes.
So, before I start, give me a bit of your feedback about what do you think about our recommendations so far.
Based off the outline,
Yeah, based off the outline.
it seems like it's, I mean, I like the outline. It's a good outline. It seems like it's going to flow, kind of like how I was thinking about it. So, I don't really have too much of off of just what I've read off the outline.
Okay. So basically, right now, we're just going to have a short talk about how the book's going to be done and what exactly we're doing to connect the dots and everything, okay? This is basically what we've
Okay.
highlighted in this draft that we sent you. How we're going to connect the
Okay.
dots and how every section is going to fall into place, every chapter is going to come piece by piece, and we're going to form a full
Yeah.
book, right?
Okay.
So let's
Yeah.
start from the top with the introduction. Okay, the fundamental concept behind this book again is healing, and it will only be just briefly skimmed over in the introduction. So what we are going to do is we're going to explain just as an introduction should be, like a short summary of the book. Okay? In order to link the topic being discussed, the author will give a quick overview of how the hardships and stress she experienced through her life contributed to the buildup of negative energy. So what we are going to do is we are going to ask you a bit about your personal experience and how that experience links to the book. Okay?
Okay.
So this will initially, the introduction needs to be powerful, especially for a book that is self-help, right? Especially in regards to healing, because people want to know the author's own experience because you're writing this book from experience. If a person doesn't have experience in healing, they shouldn't really be able to write this book. So when you give a reference to yourself, it forms an emotional connection with the reader. And
Okay.
that's why we need to have that in the introduction, okay?
Yeah.
Then we come to section one, which is going to be energy. Now, we've already discussed how the book is going to work, so we don't need to go over the nit and nits of how we're going to work the book, right? This chapter will discuss the above-mentioned points in general relating to humans and general objects. This chapter creates the groundwork for the rest of the book. So we already had the discussion that energy is, we're going to describe the concept of energy, positive, negative. It's basically going to be a breakdown of how you describe the energy of a person or an object, right?
Yeah.
Then at the end of it, we'll describe a bit about the problems that energy can face, which is blockage or disharmony in the energy, right?
Yes. So I have a question on these. So this might sound like a silly question, but just bear with me through it, I guess. So like, I'm more than happy to write stuff up and send it to you guys, like, mm-hmm. about my experience and everything like that. It's just kind of like, I'm at the point where I don't know what you guys need from me.
Mm-hmm.
So other than kind of like going through the outline, because let's say for section one where it's the energy, like I do have, let's just say for a personal example, like I have a sheet that I kept in my office that has negative energies and positive energies on like one side that I use as like a reminder. So it's like, I just don't know at what point that I'm supposed to give these stories or words or something like that to
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay, I understand. Now, as you're going to work along the book, okay, we usually give two options to you guys, okay? First option being that you can have sessions, recorded sessions, with your project manager, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They'll give the project manager some questions and relative to the chapter or what we want to discuss, okay? She'll ask you those questions, and you'll describe them in the best way possible, and we'll hear the recording, and we'll work that way. The second is that she will directly send you the questions, and you can answer them in writing. So those are
okay.
the two options that works when it comes to information extraction. So whatever
okay.
is good for you, I'll inform Lisa. What would you prefer, writing or a scheduled call session?
I think writing, because writing I could come back to, like write one time and then come back the next day and make sure that I have like all that I wanted written in there.
Yeah, sure. Usually for us, that works better as well. Because there's a good chance when you're like on a call, you're thinking so much, you're talking so much that things split off somewhere.
Yeah,
but when you're writing, it's very concrete, you know?
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, getting on a call would be better so I could ask any questions, like, at the time. But I'm, like, actually now kind of going through it, I think writing would be a little bit, more concrete.
You can always schedule a call with me in order to ask any questions related to the draft. That's no problem. Just because we get started with, you know, communication using writing doesn't mean we cannot have this call again. You can always have that. You can just ask Lisa, she'll schedule it, and we'll go for it. Now, the process is going to be that when we send you a draft, okay, that draft might contain some suggestions aside from the ones we currently have here, right? Now, you have full authority to edit the draft that we send. However, to make it easy for us, whenever we send a draft, if you are making an edit, either you can activate track changes. If you don't know how to activate track changes, you can just change the font while you're changing the words are making a correction. Let's say you can type it in red font. So that way we will know, okay, this is the change you have made, so
mm-hmm.
they'll correct it accordingly.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, if it's all in black, then we'll just, it's going to take
time
to understand what's going on, you know?
Yeah, that's the way I usually do, like email or document changes is just to do the fonts. So that way I can also, you know, keep a track of what date, what changes were made when.
Exactly. So, aside from that, any questions or should we go ahead?
Sorry, we can go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. So, then it comes towards chapter two. Now, you have to keep in mind that I am the person overseeing this project, okay? So whenever we have a call, I will be connected to most of it, but I will not be connected on 100%, okay? So
sure.
There's a few things that I'll discover with you, okay?
Okay. You're totally fine.
Yeah. So, chapter two then comes. I suggest calling it the first step towards healing or finding harmony instead of finding harmony. Now, again, this is a suggestion from the writer, that rather than calling it finding harmony, this can be calling it the first step towards healing or finding harmony. Because this is basically a guide towards healing. So we can start in, you know, step by step.
Yeah.
So
I had left a comment of, I like that, of, you know, getting, like, the getting started type of idea, the first steps towards it. But I'm also big personally on finding the root cause. And so I was like, I wonder, you know, doing something like finding to the root or getting to the root or the root of it or something like that, of using root in the title.
I see, I see. Well, then, you know, section two can be labeled as, you know, rather than just labeling the problem, we can call it the root of the problem. That
yeah.
way the section will be defined as finding the root. Chapter two can be like the first step to, because the first step is realizing. Like the first
yeah.
step of solving
yeah.
the problem is realizing there is one, right?
Exactly.
So that's
yeah,
just
so I like
chapter
that.
Two. Then we realize the problem, and then we start to get to the root of it. Section two will define how to get to the root of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. At the end of chapter two, it says, in the chapter, we'll talk about the above-mentioned points in a more generic sense. This chapter presents a summary of the topics that we covered in the subsequent chapters. So, again, in the first chapter, in the introduction, we explain the book as a whole. Then we talk about the energy, which is going to be discussed throughout the book. Then we introduce the part of healing, which is going to be the first step, which is understanding how healing starts and what you need to know. Then we get towards the problem. You have to stop finding the root of the problem. It's starting your journey to finding harmony. You know, my journey to finding harmony. Then we break it down, because I don't think we need to make a lot of changes to the outline when it comes to chapter 3 and 4. It should be pretty concrete, because you defined it pretty well. So it's not a big problem. We'll do our own research as well within this, and, you know, we'll put it together. And if there are any suggestions, we will always place them to you, so you can decide,
perfect.
Okay, I want to keep this, or I don't want to keep this.
Okay.
And then comes section three. That will be reevaluation. Right? It contains from chapter five, that's self-awareness and reevaluation of self.
Mm-hmm.
In this chapter, we'll talk about the above-mentioned points in a more generic sense. This chapter has some of the points we'll cover in the following chapter. Again, when we start in Section 3, this is basically the general theme that we introduce, we introduce the topic, and then we dive into the details of the topic. So one chapter will discuss just touch the topics in a general sense to, you know, help the user or help the reader connect the dots for the further chapters to come.
Okay.
So chapter 5 will help anyone connect the dots of the more thorough discussion that will be done in chapter 6 or in chapter 7.
Yeah.
Then chapter
7 relates. I like that because it gives them a minute to read and make sure that they kind of understand what's going on.
Yep. Because especially for self-help, why we recommend division of sections is because it helps a person take things piece by piece rather than the book as a whole.
Yeah. And it's integration and stuff like that, such a big part of it. So you, want to have that ability to pause to make sure that you get can go to it. So,
Because not everyone, especially with those who are trying to read this book to actually find some closure, because people who, you know, need time to absorb the information, actually understand it and get the feeling out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Then we have section 4, which is the solution. Now, this is going to be probably our most extensive chapters, right? Because this is going to discuss how we are going to solve the entire problem that we did. Because we start from the energy, which is discussion of what we are, then how we face a problem, how we discover it. Then how we analyze the problem is section 3. Then section 4 is how we form a solution, or what is the solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, I assume there are two, if I remember correctly, there are two sections to this. There is the spiritual healing part and there is the physical healing part, right?
Yeah.
So that will be, I guess, chapter 10, which will be physical exercise. And before that, it would just be forming sections, like achieving harmony, how it's done, then explaining the mental and physical effects of how things can change, how, you know, spiritual and physical change can cause a positive change to your body and mind. Then we create a routine. That's the start of the solution of how we can get into a routine and actually correct ourselves to a better tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes chapter 10, which will be physical exercise. And this will be more or less, we will get in touch with you a lot to understand a bit more about the physical activity that you're talking about. Same goes for yoga and meditation. We'll get in touch with you a lot more on this to understand. We'll do our own research as well. So we'll connect the information and, you know, form one chapter.
Perfect.
Then finally is sit back and reflect. This is more or less a conclusion.
Okay. It sounds perfect.
Okay.
I love the way that everything's kind of blending together and the way that it flows.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Because it's all about falling into, each chakra has to fall into the next and the next and the next in order to create a step ladder
like
for the person to climb. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect.
Because we don't want to overwhelm someone in one chapter with a lot of information, which is sometimes what people do, is which we consider a mistake when it comes to self-help book. You never want to overwhelm the reader with a lot of information.
Yeah.
So
agreed, you don't like to get the feeling. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
I think one of the only comments that I had like added for it, and I think it was either in the introduction, was just the way that it's written. I wanted it to see is have it more kind of like a reflection type for the introduction of like a, if I knew what I know now back then, you know, like I could have saved myself like from so many like positive or negative things or something like that, of just kind of like a what's going to come in the rest of the book of kind of reflecting back on like, man, all these lessons I've learned along the way, they would have helped me so much if I knew and was aware of it now. And that's kind of why I want to make this for people to read type of thing.
That is
so
what,
just to have,
what it's going
to
be. I think you may have understood a bit off in terms of the introduction. That is the point we're getting at. We want to get your actual story into the introduction and then talk about how you used everything that you've defined in the book to better yourself. And if you had this before, your life would have been very different. That is the concept
Sorry
of the introduction.
That.
No problem.
That's
no problem.
That's my misunderstanding on that one.
No,
yeah.
That's no problem.
Okay,
it's okay.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that sounds wonderful then.
That will bring the emotional connection, right? If when you share your own story at the start, that will create the emotional connection, because then it helps the reader understand, okay, the author of this book can relate to me.
Yeah. Definitely want to get that related type of connection.
Exactly. The more the reader feels that, okay, this book relates to me or this person relates to me, the more they will feel, you know, enticed to read the book as a whole. Why the introduction is important? Because especially when you upload the book to Amazon, let's say, you have, you know, the little section that look into the book, right? You can look at the first 4 to 5 pages. So if the introduction connects the person, you know, it will guide them to, you know, maybe buy the book.
Yes. Yes, that's very right. Yeah.
It's a strategy.
You. Yeah. All right. That sounds awesome.
Perfect. So, any other questions? Are we good to go?
I think we are good to go. Thank you so much for taking the time to run through that with me.
Absolutely no problem.
Wonderful.
So we'll just, you know, revising all of it. So we'll put 2 questions from time to time to you, and you can just write them down, send them back to us, or any corrections you want to make to any draft that we'll make will be done accordingly. Now, do keep in mind that we start working after you send us a feedback, okay? Yes, you can just type out, like, okay, I like this. It doesn't have to be a detailed feedback. You just say, okay, I like this, continue the work. As long as the project manager has that and get that to us, we have the right to continue the work. Otherwise, we wait, because we don't know if the draft we sent is exactly to your liking. You may give major revisions. You may give minor revisions. So to help with that, we always wait. Okay?
All right, perfect. I'll make sure to make more, like, good to go, or I'm working on it, or something like that, feedback to you guys.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because the back and forth with us, because we want to stay connected with you while we're writing, okay?
Sure. Totally makes sense.
Perfect. Well, Alex, it's been fun talking to you, and I'm going to get back to work, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.